This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The feud between Cardi B and Azalea Banks has reignited, causing Cardi B to delete her Instagram. This after Banks called Cardi B a, quote, illiterate, untalented rat and a caricature of a black woman. Cardi B responded by saying, quote, I'm from the hood. I speak how I speak. I did not choose to be famous. People choose me, unquote. Oh, Azalea, you're just jelly. Brr. Pamela Anderson reached out to Kanye West and asked him to do some research on her close friend Julian Assange because she thinks he'd admire him. Pam's hoping Kanye could throw his status behind supporting the WikiLeaks founder, whom Pam says is being tortured and believes people want to kill him. Well, that may be true, but who cares? Besides, Kanye's busy working on 5 albums. Anna Faris insists there's no drama between her and Chris Pratt after their separation. The Overboard actress said, quote, Chris and I have a great friendship and our son Jack is so happy and so loved, unquote. The couple were married for 8 years before announcing their separation in August. Chris also recently echoed his ex-wife's claims. Aw, that's unusually nice for this town. He just couldn't shake it off. That is, his obsession with pop star Taylor Swift, and now her stalker is going to jail. Mohammed Jafar, who lurked around Taylor's New York condo building for months, even making it up to her roof in the hopes of getting a face-to-face meeting with the star, was sentenced to 6 months in jail with 5 months of probation, muttering, "This is ridiculous." No, you are. The attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels said, quote, I have no intention of having a career in television, unquote. Over the last few months, Michael Avenatti has demonstrated such proficiency as a cable news guest that many in the industry have taken to speculating about his potential future as a show host. He said, quote, my focus is on this case and my other clients, unquote. Yeah, right. Daniel Craig will earn $25 million for starring in the new James Bond movie. The fee is more than any other actor will make in the coming years. The Rock is set to receive $22 million for Red Notice in 2020, and Vin Diesel recently pocketed $20 million for The Fate of the Furious. Craig had said he'd rather cut his wrist than play Bond again. Yeah, until he was offered obscene money. Legendary singer Stevie Wonder addressed Kanye West's slavery is a choice comments, calling them foolishness, as well as likening them to Holocaust denial after a show at a West Hollywood club. Wonder said, quote, I want people to understand that the truth is the truth and a lie is a lie. We all know that slavery was not a choice, unquote. He then proceeded to trip over a curb. Avicii's girlfriend was heartbroken when the DJ passed away on April 20th of suicide, but now online trolls are making matters worse, even blaming her for his death. Teresa Kasarova posted on Instagram saying, You have accused me of exposing Tim to get fame and money. This is the most horrible time of my life. I'm drowning in sadness, unquote. Geez, let her grieve. Kevin Can Wait has been canceled after 2 seasons. The sitcom starred Kevin James and Leah Remini. The show underwent a creative overhaul with original co-star Aaron Hayes' character written off the show and Remini joining the cast, reuniting James with his former King of Queens co-star. But the show still saw a big rating slide in its 2nd season. Well, that should make Hayes happy. Following Brooklyn Nine-Nine's fan base's pleas on social media to revive the series after its cancellation, including tweets from Lin-Manuel Miranda and Mark Hamill, the series is now headed to NBC for its 6th season. That's ironic because NBC originally turned down the show, even though co-creator Mike Schur had worked on NBC hits The Office and Parks and Recreation. Canceled? Just kidding. Justin Timberlake has been named as a defendant in a class action lawsuit brought by a California man. Kevin Branca says the pop star is helping buy beverages deceive consumers who think they're drinking something all natural when in fact the product isn't. The suit states Bai should relabel all existing products and to conduct a corrective ad campaign to inform consumers. Should you buy Bai? Sorry. Having spent $3.6 million for a family-sized bachelor pad mansion in Calabasas, newly single musician Logic put his home in the San Fernando Valley community of Tarzana up for sale for $2 million. The two-story main house has a four-car garage, five bedrooms, and five bathrooms. Too bad it doesn't come with his ex-wife, Jessica Andrea. Have you seen her? Logic needs some logic. How's this for creepy? A man was arrested and tasered after he broke into Rihanna's home and spent the night. The cops arrived at Riri's house after the singer's alarm company reported a possible intruder. Once officers arrived, they found a man who appeared to have stayed the night. Luckily, Rihanna wasn't home at the time of the break-in. Gee, I wonder if he used the toilet too. Blah. A judge has sentenced the actor who portrayed rap mogul Suge Knight in the movie Straight Outta Compton to 1 year of probation for threatening bank employees. Richard Marcos Taylor pleaded guilty to making terrorist threats. The 41-year-old threatened employees at a TD Bank and stood in a fighting stance when police arrived. Looks like he really got into his role. Idiot. The Trash Bin. When it comes to cheating on his pregnant sister, Rob Kardashian isn't willing to just forgive, forget, and move on. He's still furious at Tristan Thompson, and even though the pair are getting back together and working things out, Rob feels Tristan is an a-hole. It's impossible for him to let go of how he disrespected her while she was pregnant. Oh no, I'm on Rob Kardashian's side.
The news wrap-up.
As part of its internal investigation, Facebook has suspended about 200 apps that had access to large amounts of user data. Apple currently has a market value of nearly $927 billion, making it the largest publicly traded company in the world. Sharp's humanoid robot, Robohun, wants to be a companion for humans. Count me in. Chinese Uber rival Didi got permission to test self-driving cars in California. How do you say, "Don't hit that person" in Mandarin?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Deadpool 2 knocks Avengers out of the number one spot.
The number one album.
Beer Bongs and Bentleys by Post Malone holds on to the number one spot for the third week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the top of the apps chart.
The number one book.
The Soul of America by John Meacham is number one.
After becoming a Disney star, Selena Gomez first charted in the U.S. with her old band Selena Gomez and the Scene, hitting the top 10 with the album Kiss and Tell in 2009. As a solo artist, Gomez hit number one with Stars Dance in 2013 and Revival in 2015. Her hit songs include Same Old Love, Hands to Myself, and It Ain't Me with Kygo. Gomez has sold over 7 million albums and 22 million singles worldwide. And even though she's battled anxiety, panic attacks, and depression caused by lupus, she's stronger than ever, and she's dumped Justin Bieber again. Here's Selena Gomez with her latest and the song of the week. Back to you.
We never got it right. Playing and replaying old conversations. Overthinking every word, and I hate it because it's not me. And what's the point of hiding? Everybody knows we got unfinished business. And I'll regret it if I didn't say this isn't what it could be. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. Wanna hold you when I'm not supposed to. When my mind goes to someone else, you're in my head, and I can get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you.
That was Selena Gomez with the song of the week. Back to you. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.